Oh, I almost, nice. I almost brought the show. I almost
Duck Bob, bring the house down.
Okay.
There's water.
Hello, everyone. I'm Marco Samos. I work for the Mashituck at Pequot Tribal Nation, and presenting with me today is Nina Wampler, my partner in crime. I'll be doing the general beginning of this, and I want to thank everyone for having us here and staying here, even though it's gorgeous weather out there. I'm from New England, so this is fabulous. This is a cancer survivorship project, and I'm the PI on most of the projects that have moved forward. I have a master's in counseling. I'm a licensed mental health person. We also have a PhD nurse researcher, Mary Canales, who now lives in Wisconsin. Nina, who is our epidemiologist, who lives in Colorado. Diane Weiner, who lives in Vermont. Those are the primary people. We do have a virtual team, and it's quite an interesting process to work together. Our consultants are Patrick Johansson, who is in D.C., Lori, who is at Dartmouth, Linda, who's out in Colorado, and Dennis Coble, who's at the University of Connecticut. We have no relationships to disclose. This is, our project was rather unique, and it still continues today. It is the only Native American project. Now, Nina insists that I call it the Northeast, but being that I am not a Native American, it's in New England. And yes, there are there are Native Americans in New England, including in Southern New England. I'm from Southern New England. I grew up in Rhode Island, and the Narragansett tribe is Rhode Island, and in Connecticut, there are the Eastern Pequots, the Shaskatacoke Tribal Nation, the Nipmunks, the Pequot Tribal Nation, the Mohegan Tribal Nation. This is a collaborative effort of all of those nations, that the Mashituca Pequot Tribal Nation has long taken an attitude that given its wealth and given its political clout, it will advocate on behalf of Native Americans of the Northeast, and they do that very nicely. We were able to successfully get grants. This is the person that was responsible for creating this entire project. This is my dear, dear friend, Agnes Cunha, who's a two-time cancer survivor from the Eastern Pequot Tribal Nation. She is a tribal elder, and she's also on the tribal council. This is from an article. If you go to a website called thedaythedaythedaythe.com and click on Grace Magazine, they did a special article on her as a cancer survivor. She called me one day after her lung cancer diagnosis and her treatment was over, and she said, "You need to do something for Native Americans in the Northeast. We have nothing for us." And that's what generated this. And then she called me daily until we finally did something. And if you know Agnes, you would know that. We really did a collaborative model on this. We met with tribal leaders and elders of all the tribes. Mashituca did take the lead on it because it is a federally recognized tribe. The Eastern Pequot and Shaskatacoke Nations are not federally recognized. We received tribal support, tribal council resolutions for both from the elders and the tribal nation. And then we added others, and we used methodologies as far as qualitative and quantitative research. And now, since that's normally my rate of speed for talking, I'm going to turn it over to Nina.
Hi, I'm Nina Wampler, and this part actually is the part that I conducted on the study, as well as participating in the qualitative. The quantitative methods involved determining cancer incidence and mortality rates using National Cancer Institute data from the surveillance, epidemiology, and end results. Okay. And this is just a sample of what those rates were like. Essentially, as we see throughout the country, cancer incidence is among Native Americans is the same or lower than non-Hispanic whites. We know that there might be some under ascertainment because of differences in reporting race. Misclassification of race in this, so we don't have any we can't quantify that. For our ethnographic, our qualitative data, we conducted six focus groups, six group interviews, and 17 individual interviews in which people shared their experiences about coping with cancer. Some people were cancer survivors, and some people were loved ones, had family members who had cancer. We also discussed education and resources. Another part of what we did was to actually, you know, through these interviews, we came up with a curriculum that we would then you have Native American cancer survivors as co-facilitators, people who would work with us on some talking circles, we called them, wellness and cancer prevention circles, actually. And you can see the topics that we covered. Again, as I said, we, as researchers and educators, we actually just helped the Native American cancer survivors actually conduct the circles and the education and to implement the curriculum. Another part of what we did that Lance Armstrong, our funder, was extremely happy about was to develop an archive, even though none of us had developed an archive before. We're still working on it. But it's actually stories, objects, information from Native cancer survivors that they want to share with others, with their families, and we host that at the Mashantucket Pequot Tribal, the museum there, the Museum and Research Center. This is another picture of one of our events. We always had food, as we do in Indian Country, you know, to before we try to teach people, we feed them. So a big aspect of what we did was to build relationships with the community tribal leaders as well as the cancer survivors in the communities in Connecticut, Native communities in Connecticut. We developed educational materials and sessions to meet their needs, and the community was involved at all aspects. We had, as Mark said, the Northeast Tribal Cancer Advisory Board. We also had input from each person at the sessions who could give us some advice. And of course, the community owns our projects. We don't own it. We are just here to present and talk about it. Currently, we have, during the time for our work, we have received funding from the American Cancer Society of Connecticut, Lance Armstrong Foundation, which actually funded that cancer survivorship project, and the National Cancer Institute, as well as a foundation called Prevent Cancer for a colorectal cancer project. And early on, and this is in alphabetical order, but we received some funding from Spirit of Eagles, which is funded through the National Cancer Institute, to bring us together as we, you know, met with the community to find out what people needed. Our next steps are to write some grants and seek some more funding to do work, as usual, you know, to strengthen our existing ties and develop, and to maybe go a little bit outside of Connecticut. Mark is comfortable with Rhode Island. I'm comfortable with Massachusetts, having lived there for 24 years. And we have some strong relationships, strong ties with folks in Maine. And we, one of our goals is to involve more Native American researchers at whatever level, whether it's community people who are interested in participating, students who are undergraduates, graduate students, and of course, we're writing grant proposals frantically. I mean, crazily. Can you tell I'm out of a job? Okay, so this is our contact information. And you can contact any one of us if you want further information. I think you can download these slides from the APHA website. Thank you.
Thank you. Do I have 1 minute?
Yes.
Of course, I'll take it anyway. Okay. Look, I wanted to point out something that we didn't point out here. The significance of this is many of these tribes in Connecticut did not speak to each other.